Unit 3.
Hello, my friend. How are you getting on? How are your parents? Vova isn't here yet. Ah, here he is. We'll begin the lesson in 2 minutes. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
What do you think about the weather, Vova?
Oh, it's bad weather today. Yesterday was fine. It was sunny and the sky was blue, but today, the sky is dark. The sun isn't in the sky and it has been raining since early in the morning. The rain is so cold.
Ooh, they say tomorrow the weather is going to be much better. Sit down in the armchair by the fire, please, and warm up by the fire. Here is some hot tea. Are you warm now?
Oh, yes, thank you. I'm warm now.
Let's begin the lesson with grammar. Here is the exercise. Now look at the picture. What can you see in the picture?
I can see a girl.
That's right. Her name is Anne. Do you know what there is in her bag?
There is a clock and there are 2 watches in her bag.
No, there aren't. There is only 1 thing in the bag.
What is it?
Read the text, write do or don't, and you will see.
What do you have, Sister Anne? That's a secret, yes. Do you have a clock? No, I don't. I don't have a clock, but I have a watch. Do you like the watch? Yes, I do. I like it very much. Do you like it? No, I don't like your watch. It's not new, it's old.
Good. Do you know now what there is in the box?
Yes, I do. It's a watch.
Color in the right picture, please.
All right.
Well, Vova, yesterday I got a very interesting magazine. Now, where is it? I never put things in the right place.
A magazine? How can you get a magazine? You can go to the magazine and buy something in it.
No. You don't understand. A magazine is not a shop. In English, a magazine is a kind of thin book that you can get every month. Now do you understand?
I think so. I buy the magazine Klamzik nearly every month. I wait for it to come out.
Oh, that's the very magazine I'm talking about. Here it is. Have you got this one yet?
No, not yet.
It's the new one. I think it's the best English magazine for children in this country. You must read this issue. There are very funny tests in it. Do you like tests?
Yes, I do.
Okay, go through this test.
Shall I read it?
You must.
What kind of pupil are you? Questions. Will you do all your homework for tomorrow? Yes, I will. No, I won't. I don't know. Well, I don't know.
No marks.
Next question. Will you take your record book to school tomorrow? Yes, I will. No, I won't. I don't know. Well, yes, I will. Of course, I will.
2 marks.
Next question. Will you do your task for the next month? No, I won't.
1 mark.
Will you put all the things in their right places after the lesson? Yes, of course, I will.
2 marks. Now let's do calculations. 0 + 2 + 1 + 2.
5.
Read your result.
You are a good pupil. Wow, I'm a good pupil.
Yes, you are, when you remember to do your homework. Who can it be? Wait a minute, I'll open the door. Who is it?
It's me.
Who is that?
I'm Professor Smart. May I come in?
Professor. Excuse me, Professor. Of course you can come in. How are you, Professor? Shall I help you close the door?
No problem. I'll close it myself.
Thank you. Did you get my letter?
No, I didn't. I wanted to make a surprise.
Oh, really? It is a surprise.
Can I have some tea, please? I'm so cold.
Yes, of course. Would you like tea with jam on its own or with a sandwich?
Well then, could I have a sandwich, please?
Sure. Would you like a cheese or sausage sandwich?
1 small cheese sandwich, please.
Wait a minute. Here you are.
Thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, much better, thank you.
Why didn't you ask me to meet you?
Oh, it's not a problem. I like to go on foot.
Sorry.
Oh, Professor, excuse me. Meet my friend Vova. Vova, this is Professor Smart.
Hello, Professor.
Hello, Vova. Pleased to meet you.
Professor, Miss Lorraine told me a lot about you, but I would like to know more.
You can ask me any questions you like. I will answer all of them for you.
What's your name? Your first name?
My name is Edwin. Edwin Smart.
How old are you, Professor?
I'm nearly 80.
Where do you come from?
I come from England.
What city do you live in?
I live in London.
Where did you study?
Oh, I studied at school and after that at university.
Do you remember your first teacher?
Yes, of course I do. My first teacher was Mrs. Smith. She was very kind and clever. When I was a pupil, she was very young and beautiful. Now she doesn't work. She is very old.
Where do you work now?
I work at the university.
What do you do there?
I teach my students. Many of them are very bright. Most students in my group study hard.
Do you speak any other languages?
Yes, I do. Bonjour.
I don't understand.
That was French. Buonasera.
I don't understand.
That was Italian. Guten Tag.
I don't understand.
That was German.
What does it all mean? What is it in English?
It means good afternoon.
Do you like learning languages?
Yes, I do. I have just started to learn Russian, but I'm not very good at it yet.
What's your hobby?
Well, I like doing many things. I like walking. I like playing the guitar. I also like seeing new places in other countries and cities. But most of all, I like reading interesting books.
Do you like cooking?
Oh, no. I can't cook at all. But my wife is a very good cook. She can cook many different things.
Do you often go to other countries?
Yes, I do.
Where have you already been?
I've been nearly everywhere. I've already been to nearly all parts of America and to most countries in Europe. Last year, I went to Australia. I met many interesting people there. I miss them all.
Do you write letters to them?
Of course. I send a lot of letters to them, and I also get a lot of letters back from them. When I open the envelopes, I feel happy.
Do you like writing letters?
Not very much. But if you want to get letters, you must write letters.
What do you dream about?
Well, I've been dreaming about coming to Russia for many years, and now my dreams have come true. Here I am, in Russia. I'm dreaming about going to some countries in Africa next year.
Have you ever been to Russia before?
No, I've never been to Russia before, and I think I'll see a lot of different things here and meet many interesting people.
How did you spend your last summer holidays?
Last summer, I did a lot of different things. In June, I worked at the university. In July, I went to a student's camp. I went there by car. We had a lot of fun. We played the guitar and sang songs. We often swam in the lake and in the swimming pool.
Can you swim well?
Of course I can. I'm a very good swimmer. I swam nearly every day. Very seldom, when the weather was bad and it was very cold, I didn't go to the lake.
Did your wife swim with you?
No, she didn't. She didn't go to the students' camp. She stayed at home.
But why? Why didn't she go with you?
She just couldn't. Our house is very old. It looks bad. We must do some repairs in it every 5 years. We asked the builders to do some repairs in July. So she had to stay at home and look after everything.
How's your house now?
Oh, now it's much better. You know, light walls, new bookcases, tables and sofas. It's very beautiful now. Thanks to my wife.
And where did you go in the last month of summer?
In August, it was getting colder, and I stayed with my wife at home. We got up early in the morning and did morning exercises every day.
Thank you very much, Professor.
Professor, tomorrow I'm going to show you different places in our city, but now you must be very tired. You must go to bed and rest.
No, no, I'm fine. I can't wait. I want to see your city today.
All right, okay. We can do it today. Well, Vova, before we go out, will you sing the song we learned at our last lesson?
With pleasure. I learned it very well.
If your friend is ill, just write him a letter. When he opens it, he will feel much better. Remember to write. He will feel much better. much better.
I like this song, Vova. You sing very well.
You know, Professor, Vova can sing songs well, and he can also write songs.
Write songs? Can you?
Yes, I can.
Really?
Just give me 10 words, and I'll do a rap with them.
All right. Here are the words. People, wait, place, must, next, last, wife, all, country, nearly. So?
No problem.
People wait till 8. Put your face in the right place. You must be the last. My wife can't dive. They all are tall. Next, please. Come in, geese. There's a tree in the country. Anneliese Tau, where is my car?
Oh, excellent. Great. I want to learn to write songs too. Is it difficult?
No, Professor Smart, it's easy, very easy.
Next time we'll try to do it together. And now, Vova, it's time for some exercises.
Reading?
Yes. Write in the letters and the words last or next.
All right. Nearly all pupils in our class were in the children's camp. Where? Last month. Next year, the professor will see many interesting places in Africa. His wife didn't go to the children's camp. Didn't. Last July. I want to go to the camp. You must wait till next summer. The professor's hobby is to visit different countries and meet interesting people. We'll see. Next month, I will see many new places in our city.
Well done, Vova. And now let's write the spelling dictation. Listen carefully. The first word, or word number one, S-I-X-T-Y. The second word, or word number two, Q-U-E-E-N.
Wait a moment, please. I'm not ready yet.
The third word, or word number three, Z-E-B-R-A. The fourth word, or word number four, J-U-I-C-E. The fifth word, or word number five, Y-O-G-H-U-R-T. The sixth word, or word number six, W-A-R-D-R-O-B-E. And our lesson is over. You may close your book. Goodbye. Are you ready, Professor?
Yes, I am.
Vova, do you want to come to the city with us?
Yes, I do. With pleasure.
Okay, we'll go and see many beautiful places now.